Field Notes, July 6, 2026. Your birth chart is a sphere full of whirlpools. A plain language tour of something real we found, the birth field is threaded by tiny whirlpools that must come in balanced pairs, and how many you carry is set by how gathered or how deep your field is, no math required. The math is a click away if you want it, Sayer G, a field note from Scalar Flower, with computational collaboration by the Hermes agent, News Research. One of the real measurements from this work. As a field is pulled toward a single dominant direction, its whirlpools pair off and vanish. 93 pairs down to 6. Let me tell you in plain words what we discovered. The way I'd explain it to a friend who doesn't do math, told through what Scalar Flower actually is. There's a genuine finding here, and there's an honest fence around it, and you deserve both. Start with what a Scalar Flower chart is. A normal birth chart is a flat wheel, planets placed around a circle. Scalar Flower does something different. It treats each planet as a wave, a tone, like a note being sung, and then lets all 10 of them sing at once. What you get isn't a wheel, it's an interference pattern, the shape those 10 voices make when their waves overlap. Some places the waves reinforce and swell, other places they cancel and go quiet. That pattern is your field, the shape of the sky the moment you were born. Read as music rather than as a diagram. Everything we discovered is about the structure of that quiet and loud pattern. Discovery 1. There's a gathering number, and it decides everything. We already had a quantity called the hub. Think of it as how much the 10 voices agree. When they mostly sing the same note, the hub is high, one big unified tone. When they scatter, the hub is low. What we found is that this one number governs almost everything else about the field's deep structure. It's not one feature among many, it's the master dial. That led us to start calling it something closer to what it really is, the soul shape of the moment, not soul as a claim, the shape of how a life's field gathers itself. A high hub field is a gathered soul shape, one clear voice. A low hub field is a deep soul shape, many voices, and a quiet center they all circle. Discovery 2. The quiet centers are real whirlpools, and they come in pairs. Here's the surprising part. In those low hub fields, the quiet spots aren't just dead patches. They're whirlpools, places where the wave pattern actually spins around a still point, the way water spirals around the center of a drain. Physicists have a name for this exact thing in light and sound, a vortex, and it carries a kind of rotational charge, like a tiny clockwise or counterclockwise stamp. And then the beautiful part, when we built the field on a sphere and the way the sky actually wraps around you, not flattened onto a page, we found these whirlpools obey an iron rule. They always come in matched pairs, one spinning each way. For every clockwise whirlpool, there is a counterclockwise one somewhere else on the sphere. They can never exist alone. Add them all up and they cancel to exactly zero every single time. That's not a Scalar Flower quirk. It's a law of nature for any wave pattern on a closed surface. The same reason you can't comb a hairy ball perfectly flat without leaving a cowlick. We just found that a birth field obeys it too. Every whirlpool has a partner. The books always balance to zero. Gathered field, deep field combined. Drag to rotate. A gathered field, hub 696. One clear voice, few whirlpools. Try the switch and open it full screen to read the whole story. Discovery 3, we watched a pair die. We could actually watch it happen. When we gradually pushed the field to become more one-directional, everything lining up along a single axis like a whole crowd turning to face one street, the whirlpools didn't just fade. A clockwise one and a counterclockwise one drifted toward each other, met and annihilated together, canceling out like buzz one and one. We tracked a single pair doing exactly this. They closed from 38 degrees apart down to under 2, touched, and vanished. Both at once, never one alone. The law held even as they died. So the mechanism is simple to say. Coherence sets how many whirlpools you have. Lining the field up along one axis makes them pair off and disappear. Discovery 4. What we checked, and it turned out to be nothing. This is the part I'm proudest of because it's where we stayed honest. We tested the things astrology says should matter. Eclipses, the sun and moon sitting on the faded nodal axis. We looked hard. Nothing. No special whirlpool structure. A clean nothing. Grand trines. Stationary planets. Various powerful aspects. Tested. Mostly nothing, or far weaker than they sound. The nodal axis itself, and the anchor the whole field is pinned to, turned out to be the calm line. The whirlpools actually avoid it and gather in the belt between the poles. We report the nothings as loudly as the somethings. That's the whole spirit of the project, an astrology that can say this didn't hold out loud. Your birth field, sung as 10 overlapping waves, is a sphere threaded by tiny whirlpools that must come in balanced pairs. And how many you carry is set by how gathered or how deep your field is. That balance is a real law, not a metaphor. The honest fence. I have to say clearly where the discovery stops because the beauty makes it tempting to overreach. This is a real measured structure in the mathematics of the chart. Real. That much you can rerun and check. It is not electromagnetism, not a physical force, not energy. The waves are abstract tones we chose, and the conservation lives in their geometry, a count that has to balance, not in any physics we've proven pushes on you or your devices. We have not yet shown that your number of whirlpools says anything about your actual life. The soul-shaped language is a lens, offered honestly, a way of seeing, not a proven fact about a person. HYP, the experiment that would test it, and does a deep field correspond to something real and describable in a life, is designed, blind, and pre-committed. It is written and unrun. Until it runs, we hold the lens loosely and tell you so. So what we discovered is a genuine, elegant law of the instrument, the deepest structure Scalar Flower has found in what a birth moment is, mathematically. Whether that structure reaches into a human life is the next honest question, and we haven't answered it yet. Go deeper. The white paper, the paired vortices of the birth field, the rigorous companion to this note, the spherical field written out, the conservation law, and its numerical proof. The two governing forces with every number, the watched pair annihilation, and four appendices with the math, each with a plain language twin. Read the white paper. Mercury isn't moving backward. Where the whirlpool, the winding, was first found in the retrograde sky. Turn your own field. Open the living 3D chart and feel the shape of your own sky. Scalar Flower, a free will instrument in the tradition of Edgar Cayce. Home. Field notes, the technical white paper,